What a delight it is to be together. Let's just continue to worship the Lord together. As followers of Jesus, our lives are worship to him. We worship him where we are, with our presence, being aware and close to him. We worship with our hands, with our feet, with our voices. So let's just continue in that and just behold the beauty of our God this morning. Let's just allow ourselves to be fascinated by who he is and just behold the treasure of our King. The value of Jesus. So I'll read Psalm 27, just the first few verses. Let's just open our hearts to the scripture. And God, would you reorient our hearts to become aware of the reality of your presence? That your kingdom is the most real thing. So Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. So let's gaze upon the beauty of our Lord. God the Lord Most High, hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. He didn't want heaven without us. Jesus, you brought heaven down. If sin was great, your love.
Could not hold you, feel torn before you.
Than enough, Father. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ is my reward, all of my devotion. There's nothing. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial, my soul will sing. Set free, yes. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ, my all in all. Christ, my salvation. This hope will never fail, and this hope will never fail. Heaven is our hope through every storm, through every storm. My soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Everything. high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. It's all trash and rubbish. So let's just sing in faith that Christ is everything that we need, that when we choose to follow Him, we leave the world behind. Decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. Christ is enough. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough.
Anything that you can do,
just want you. Sing, I just want you.
I just want you.
Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do.
I just want you.
Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do.
I just want you.
Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do.
I just want you.
Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. Of knowing Christ. Nothing compares.
I just want to invite us to enter into that language we've been using the last couple songs, and even what these guys just said. Nothing compares to Jesus. Nothing compares to following him. You're all I need. If you take those words seriously, they can both be encouraging and deeply painful. And so I'm just going to invite us to just stay in that moment, that there's ambiguity to it. Yeah, Jesus, all I want is you. I had a guy after we sang one of these songs came up to me afterwards. He said, I hate that song because I don't agree. And I was like, whoa, what do you mean? He goes, because my life has been reduced to where all I have is Jesus and I don't like it at all. He was very serious. He wasn't joking. And so in that joyful sobriety, it's very interesting. The teaching I'm going to do has to do with this. But the thing that's amazing is God has us, when we're asking that question, He has us on the threshold of great joy. But there's stuff that can't pass through that doorway into that joy. Does it make sense? So I'm just going to go ahead and just let us settle on that moment and go straight into the teaching. It's going to work pretty well. So actually, if you want to be seated and just greet somebody next to you, it'd be a friendly thing to do.